Good morning. As you can see, I am back in Houston after a very interesting week in Washington last week, where people are running around talking about infrastructure bills, but at the same time looking at what's happening in Europe and the rest of the world with very high gas prices on a global basis. Last week, we covered what was happening in the US, and I told you I expected the rig count to continue to increase in the US, and therefore, after a winter where we're not quite sure where the prices will be, prices to start moderating by the spring and come back to the median by the end of the year. But that's for the US. The rest of the world is in the grips of a major crisis on a fundamental basis, both for natural gas and for other commodities, energy commodities. Today, there's a competition between China and Europe to attract gas for this winter because both have very low inventories and crisis situations in their home markets. In England, for instance, 1.7 million homes have lost their provider of electricity because the difficulty of sourcing the gas and converting it into electricity has been daunting, and the small providers have disappeared. Same thing in France, in Germany, in Spain, in Italy, where gas prices are extremely high, and as a consequence, the issue of whether you'd be able to warm your home this winter and provide your electricity this winter is becoming a very significant issue, to where governments have to intervene and try to reassure their people and at the same time subsidize energy for this winter. Same thing in China, where 17 different provinces are in a crisis situation and have been instructed now to go and acquire energy at whatever price on a global basis. And primarily, that means today natural gas. So you have prices in Asia and in Europe, over $30 an MMBTU. And we're not even in the heating season yet. On a fundamental basis, I don't know what will replace this energy on a longer term basis. It is not a major step to say that eventually prices will recede from these very high prices, but perhaps not till they've actually increased this winter before starting to recede, and at any rate will continue to be significantly higher than what they are here in the US. So the arbitrage between the US prices that I expect to be in the $3 to $4 range by the end of next year and global prices that will be significantly higher than $10 in MMBTU netted back to the Gulf Coast will continue for a long time to come. Therefore, we're in a very, very strong situation here at Tellurian, and we expect to continue our project in very, very favorable macro circumstances. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, rig counts, commodity prices, including geographic disparities in prices, the duration of price changes, and commodity shortages and related issues. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of October 5th, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.